Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Jason, safe room. I really want that personal price plan. Mr. and Mrs. Alvarez, I save my shrimp tails.
Oh.
I have a whole collection. I keep them in jars under my bed.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you.
She also plays piano.
Yeah.
With my feet.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or click to get a quote today.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru, and I am your host, Antonia Bat, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. And again, please call in at 516-453-9133. Press star 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled, Happy Holidays, Everyone. While being in touch with the reality of the tridemic, global warming / climate change, human trafficking, gun and other violence, etc., many people do not realize that there are political governments or other advocates who continue to resolve matters. How many of you know that there has been a cure for some cancers that saved a lot of people's lives? How many of you know that there are wars and massacres that are going on besides the turmoil in Ukraine? All wars are bad wars, according to most people. How many countries are able to participate in the cost of inflation affecting us as a human race? Some believe that the very wealthy don't care about the rest of us, according to public responses of the average persons. And does the corruption of power have anything to do with it? Death has no age limit or designated persons. The good part is that there are still people out there performing good civil duties, especially when they believe in a good human spirit. Again, good evening, everyone, and happy holidays again. Despite the very cold weather in the United States' northeast region and other places globally, the constant wars, the need for health care that are helping to ward off the tridemic, like the flu, the RSV, ongoing COVID-19. In other words, the tridemic. Let's not forget human trafficking or violence, including guns. We still have something to be thankful for, because if you are around, still in the land of living, you can feel that you can have a reason to continue on and do what's right, coming from where you and your community are. It has been said that you are doing something right as a result of seeing the good in some people and bringing it out, as well as having it in yourself. It is smart to try to prepare for most unexpected mishaps, despite your financial resources or lack thereof. Anything such as blankets packed away, to shovels, to small flashlights, to cell phones, being almost fully charged before you leave home during a road trip can save you and your passengers' lives. And it is a guarantee that at least it's an effort worth trying to make sure you gather all of those particular resources. Who would think that in the Northeast United States and other places that travel from the West Coast there will be an Arctic blast in the weather that claimed 55 lives so far. And by the time it got over here in the northeast of the United States, well, what had happened, there has been bodies accounted for, starting at the number of 12. Up to now, the count is approximately 55. But, of course, there are other countries. They have heavier snow than we do and more freezing temperatures, unfortunately. So why not still try to prepare, if you can, those items mentioned and maybe a few others you could think of. Don't worry about people talking about your car being crowded with junk in your trunk. After all, there may be items in a care package that may save lives. Even being neighborly to some others who are in distress may save your lives. They may have certain items in their vehicle that they can't reach. You can, and et cetera. Make a fair exchange of what it takes to make sure everyone is safe out there. It has been reported that over in places like, for example, Buffalo, New York, it was first broadcasted nationally that people who have died or were found discovered in their cars, probably with other family members or passengers, was because of the ill preparation or underestimation of the weather. Let's not forget to have at least half a tank of gas or more and wear warm, proper clothing and do layer your clothing as it has been suggested in the media over the years. So, again, it is said through the media that the tridemic is still a threat here in the United States. But that happened to come during sometimes different episodes of what's going on. And I'm sure in other places that have yet not been highly advertised, they have their fair share of a tridemic that has been similar. And the media does keep us abreast of whatever they can, considering we're all struggling to stay alive. Well, I'm going to first start with RSV. I mentioned that tridemic first and foremost because it's been the most recently advertised, and it comes with one of those episodes that people need to still keep their eye on, despite all that it said about, at least it does not require that you have to panic with this one, because after all, this is the least threatening one when it comes to being considered the leading that has hospitalized and killed people over the months that it has been introduced as of this past autumn or fall season. Well, considering that, being that the number record of hospitalizations as a total across the United States is up to about 73 to 78% at this point, that's an approximation, but that is something that was basically put out in the media on a general level. According to one doctor's report, entitled, Among the United States Kids Under Age 5, RSV typically lead to 58,000 hospitalizations and up to 500 deaths in a year for adults 65 and older. They said RSV causes 177,000 hospitalizations and 14,000 deaths yearly. Yes, that's 14,000. Compared to what COVID had reaped, that's extremely low. And actually, the flu it's easier to die from the flu than it is from RSV. So it's not extreme. For babies, the struggle to breathe can interfere with eating, and that's really where and when we start to worry. That was said by a doctor back in October of 2022. The publication is titled, What is RSV and Why is it Surging Across the United States? Reported by PBS NewsHour. Well, the media reports that there are various locations that sell cold and allergy remedies. In other words, over-the-counter drugs, if you ever heard that term, to help a lot of babies and kids that are have parents who are concerned that they cannot find the different remedies, basic remedies, that they would usually try to ward off a cold and or RSV symptoms. They said they've been going to the stores. People have been clearing the counters off of practically so many of any of those items. Even in the regular stores for the adult section, cold remedies have been pretty much cleared off of the counter. And they are suspicious that people are hoarding them. Well, back during COVID, they hoarded toilet paper. They've hoarded whatever they could hoard, bread, whatever resource that they thought they can get some people when they go shopping. One woman during one of the news clips had said to another woman who's pushing her cart, why would you take all of the baby food off of the counters during the time they had a crisis with that a few months ago? They say, why are you hoarding everything? And there was only scraps of baby food that may have been left on the count and say on the shelves of the store. So, yes, we have petty people here, just like they have them anywhere else, that will do something like that. So some people may have stores that may want to set up a system of a limitation of certain things, just like they're planning on doing in the very near future during the crisis with this RSV, if I'm not mistaken, it has been said. And considering that, they also said that when they can't get the stuff on the shelves in time enough, there may be weeks before they receive them. Well, some people wondered, what do you do meanwhile? Well, of course, you treat the symptoms as well, just as well as you would treat the cold, the regular cold symptoms. But if it appears as if your child is getting weaker and other things are occurring, yes, please, by all means, take them to the doctor, hoping that there are beds that will be available only if necessary. They may not have to be checked in. The doctor may prescribe them, your child or your loved one, something to hold them off. So when you don't have that, you say, well, what can you use? What can you feed the children? Well, some people, the first thing they'll do, they would try to grab citruses like oranges with a child's ability to eat it. Of course, maybe they'll cut it down and peel it or however they distribute it to them. But they said that oranges are not necessarily the best fruit. There's, if not mistaken, it may be guava. You know, you cut a guava and, you know, cut it down in the center and de-seed it and what have you. But none of that's guaranteed. It may have something to do with the ratio of acids that are being distributed. Plus, considering oranges have been known to act as a diuretic in a lot of cases, and if you overdo it, especially with a child, you may be flushing them too much and causing their bowels to move at too high a rate. And, you know, something like that could be perceived as a symptom of why they may believe that the RSV has caused some of all of it, what's going on. So be sensible. Don't thrust anything like that, cut up oranges down their throat. If at all, give it to them. They still recommend fluids, preferably water, most likely over oranges, considering at least you know it's a pure property. So, of course, if the parents are very concerned, as I mentioned, they would take the child, only if necessary, to the hospital, because you never know, it may be a common cold, but don't panic. Just take them only if they appear to be limp at what given time over, you know, them being sick. Should you take them? Well, you know, try to be sensible. You know, feed them regular food if possible. Just nothing that will flush them too much if possible. And once the RSV has overtaken the child or an elderly patient, that particular disease, it will depend on their chances of them being able to get a hospital bed for that individual if they do give them one in that medical facility. Well, here are a few questions. When asked, how does RSV spread? RSV is through contact with droplets from the nose and throat of the infected people when they cough and they sneeze. RSV can also spread through dry respiratory secretions on the bedclothes. In other words, everyone, if you can wash laundry a little more than usual, good idea. And, of course, other similar items. You can find that information in a publication pertaining to this particular title, Respiratory Syncytial Virus, Syncytial Virus, spelled SYNCYTIAL, virus, infection. Well, to continue on, and how do adults get RSV? We're going to address adults because we mentioned the very elderly, you know, maybe more so somebody up there in the ages of mid-80s on up, I would suggest, having had observed people after having volunteered in an organization years ago that dealt with people who are strong, and some people are very resilient, but mostly very young children. But they say, well, how do adults get RSV? RSV is spread from person to person by way of inhalation of infected respiratory secretions through the nose or the throat from other people. It may also be acquired by contact with dried infected respiratory secretions, such as shared hard surfaces and even bedding. So for those who don't have a problem with it, snatch up your sheets. Just start using plain sheets, nothing fancy, so you can constantly take them to the laundry room on a daily basis if possible, and keep, you know, fresh night clothing on their bodies if possible. They said, therefore, hand hygiene is important. Remember when we were speaking about through COVID, try to have hand sanitizer. It wouldn't hurt to carry some. And in addition to that, it would not hurt to, constantly have hand wipes. And if necessary, just lightly smooth it across your face from time to time or any exposed areas if you feel as though that that becomes a necessity. It may save your life. And that was advised through the publication, Can Adults Get RSV? Under the UC Davis Health Department. In November the 9th, 2022, that was mentioned. Plus, how do you get rid of RSV in adults? There's no cure or specific treatment for RSV. If you have mild RSV symptoms, you should rest and drink plenty of fluids to stay hydrated. You can also try over-the-counter treatments to help with symptoms relieved. Acetaminophen or ibuprofen, especially ibuprofen, I heard, can help with any body aches or fatigue. So that was available through the publication, Can Adults Get RSV? And absolutely is the rest of that sentence under a publication regarding the good drugs, or RX as abbreviated. And they say, what are the first signs of RSV? Well, the symptoms are runny nose, decrease in appetite, coughing, sneezing, fever, wheezing. I'm mentioning these very slowly because I'm sure some people may want to write it down in case they have to remind themselves if they have a pen available or other means of recording information. And so again, the first signs of RSV symptoms are runny nose, decrease in appetite, coughing, sneezing, fever, and wheezing. So that's under the publication, Symptoms and Care of RSV. I chose to talk more about RSV because the flu has been around for decades, and there is a yearly vaccination that is available, but I may mention this. There was a question, what is the flu? They said the flu is a contagious respiratory illness caused by influenza viruses that have infected the nose, throat, and sometimes the lungs. It can cause mild to severe illness, and at a time it can lead to death. It is important to try to catch these symptoms as early as possible. The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine every year, as I mentioned before. And this is in a publication, October the 24th in 2020, the year, called Key Facts About Influenza. And they said that there are antiviral drugs that are safe and effective that the doctor can give you. There's approximately four different ones if you wish to receive the flu shot, most likely through a syringe and a needle. One is called oseltamivir, spelled O-S-E-L-T-A-M-I-V-I-R, phosphate. You can wing phosphate. There's zanamivir, spelled with a Z, letter Z, A-N-A-M-I-R-V-I-R. Then there is Paramisfer, P-E-R-A-M-I-R-V-I-R, and Baloxavir, B-A-L-O-X-A-V-I-R, Marboxil, M-A-R, B-O-X-I-L. Most likely the doctors can tell you the four different antiviral medicines. And it says, what cures a flu quickly? So there are tips for speedy flu recovery. They advise you to do these 12 tips. Prepare, just jot it down, and you don't have to be totally long and drawn out with your explanation. Stay at home. I wish somebody would have told me that a good while ago. That should be the first thing you want to do. Your body needs time and energy to fight off the flu virus, which means that your daily routine should be put on the back burner. They say hydrate. Hydrate means drink plenty of water, preferably fluids like water. You could drink soft drinks and try not to be foolish and drink a lot of any alcohol-related things unless it's like over-the-counter medicines like, for example, the NyQuils or whatever. That's just an example. Sleep as much as possible. Boy, it's hard for me to even do that. But they still suggest that you lay down, I'm sure. And it says, ease your breathing. Ease your breathing may mean, obviously, don't, well, for example, common sense will tell you don't be on the phone as much because you may need to catch your breath at times when people would like for you to have an exchange of information, just conversation in general. They say, excuse me, eat healthy foods. Well, they may have not addressed the right person here, but I've learned how to at least include something, if it's no more than a piece of fruit per day, to ease my way into trying to go in that direction. You know, just because you're used to good foods in some cases out there, don't mean that you should indulge in things that common sense should tell you that you should eat. They said avoid moisture in the air. Oh, no, excuse me, add moisture, just the opposite. Add moisture to the air. Some people have these contraptions that actually generate water or, you know, air droplets that are easing the tenderness of your nostrils or more. They say take over-the-counter medications. A lot of people who catch the early symptoms of the flu can pretty much survive without having to go to the doctor if they take some really basic over-the-counter medications or cold-related medications and take the advice of the previous advice that was mentioned to you to stop having the flu to quickly to spread, of course. And one says, try elderberry. Heard of it. It's a natural remedy that has been sold, of course, mostly, not exclusively, by health food stores. And they said that they have a list of other items, but those were the primary ones they highly recommend. So the publication, 12 Tips to Flu Recovery, Stay Home, Hydrate, Sleep, and More. Okay, so as for the COVID-19, which has been related to SARS and MERS, as have been discussed for the past more than 2 years, as related to the coronavirus, which was believed but not 100% verified coming from Wuhan over in Asia, China. It has been said that that may have been the most deadliest disease that has been a need to have resolved through medication over the past 2 years and accomplished through treatment. Most likely injections. Some people feel as though that their health food store recommendations have been part of the resolution, if not all, they attribute it to it. But it's not a cure. It's a treatment. There's a difference. And pretty much it has taken out of this world anywhere from about 4 to 6 million people globally because it was highly unexpected. And considering that the COVID diseases of another type or similar type, similar to the Spanish flu of about exactly 100 years ago, it has been related to the same thing, but theirs has disappeared on its own after, you know, the doctors of that era were able to treat it within 1 year. But this is obviously a different evolution of it, and it has created and wreaked havoc for 2 years, as mentioned. And, of course, you treat that like you can start out treating a severe cold, but seek professional testing to make sure through your physician or the medical facility you attend if this is something you're familiar with, just to make sure. And because of past symptoms that you may have heard of in the past that make you want to make sure that this is not what it is. But about global warming, we're going to jump on that and discuss that in climate change. They have pretty much biggest similarities amongst the people who don't understand that they're all the same thing. If you say global warming, you may as well say climate change. And so I'm going to discuss that as soon as we receive one of these wonderful tracks from Brother O. And Brother O, please present us with one of your wonderful songs that you would like for us to hear for the night. Thank you. Boy, that was a great track. I tell you, that fellow, he has unfortunately passed away so soon and unexpectedly, and came up with some of the best dance music. And I tell you, he has brought a lot of joy to people. But I'm just so sorry to hear that he had passed, because like a lot of other people, you know, they come and they go no matter what their ages are. They could be from 1 to 100, as they say out there sometimes. But I hope to be able to mention something about that. So that was a fabulous track provided by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O, Ngozi, Olandele, and he could say the rest for me if you don't mind when you get a chance. So, but, you know, I tell you, Michael, he has been fabulous ever since he came out at the age of 21 with the group called Wham. And I tell you, he has some of the most fabulous songs that has went down through decades, and he never had to be filled with any criticisms of that had affected his attitude about all the wonderful things he put out there on wax, as they say out there. I tell you, I wish I had the honor to meet him, like a lot of other people who I unfortunately didn't get that privilege, but that's okay.
Great. Hey, hey, Tony, I got something for you since you'll go there, and since you love Wham so much, before we go back into this thing, I got a song for you right now. You know what I mean? Make you feel so good, you know what I mean? How about Wake Me Up? How about that one, Tony?
Okay. Now, that's what I'm talking about, everybody. Well, come New Year's Eve, either I'll see you at Times Square, New York, or I will see you at Temple University Square here in Philadelphia at Barber's Hall. Because I tell you, counting down, either if you're in church or at a good, clean environment with some of the safest environments to go to, that you are surely going to get protected as well as enjoy yourself. It'll be good to do a little shuffle or something on the dance floor, because either way, you're always welcome in your family. It's a coincidence. The owner, Jake, in Barber's Hall here in Philly, was presented on television as having longevity and just overall good fun. And they had outlasted many of the other different pubs and things of that nature that tried to come into the area and to do great things for entertainment. But they have long-standing reputation for being able to make sure that you are definitely welcome. And I've seen no one ever have any problems that I know of coming through that area. So that's at Broad and Oxford Streets, which is about the 1600 block of North Broad Street across from the AMC Pearl Theater. Feel free to drop in and just feel like you're going to be greeted like family or no one. I don't care what their ages are, their ethnicity. They want to make sure you know that you are welcome, okay? And but before I proceed on to the general information about COVID, well, I tell you what, we have a caller coming in, and I will make sure they get priority, because I'll make sure I'll slip that in there, because it's brief. We've been through this for like more than 2 years, but to show you as part of the tridemic, they just want you to stay on your toes. Thank you. Okay. Hello, caller one. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Thank you. And Mask, who are you and where are you calling from, please?
Yes. My name is Matt. I'm actually calling from, I think you said you're in Nigeria, but I'm in America. I'm in like New Jersey, South Jersey, around the Atlantic City area. I'm actually on
Oh, I love Jersey. Look, who don't know about Atlantic City and the boardwalk? I'm from Philly, and I don't care how many casinos they build here. I love going to Atlantic City. But go ahead, and please tell your name once again, please. Matt?
Yeah, my name is Matthew. I call every now and then. I love the show.
Thank you.
I actually called like a couple weeks ago and won a contest with Magic Man Haru. I love listening to him, Brother O, you, Tyana Speaks, but the ministers, the male and the female one, I believe his name was Minister Keith or Kevin. I don't want to get the name wrong. You always have something really important to say, like, and tonight's broadcast is, like, important to me because it's interesting. Like, I went to school in Philadelphia, and I studied these things that you're talking about. Like, if you're up in Philly, I went to college at a place called Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science. This is like on 42nd Street, and I kind of specialized in microbiology. I left early. I don't talk about this with anybody. I never talk about a lot of things, but I bring them up on your show. I believe there's like a reason for these things happening, like the Creator is lining these things up for a reason. And like, what you're saying is so important. I like listening to what you're saying. I didn't know too much about that one virus you're talking about, the RSV. That's something kind of new.
Yes.
But I'm listening to what you're saying about, like, you know, how to take care of yourself, what type of antiviral agents are out there. And what's wild is a lot of people don't know that, like, viruses aren't alive. A virus is just like a strand of genetic material. It needs the cell itself to replicate. So what viruses do, they kind of trick the cell into thinking that it's something the cell needs to incorporate. So it looks at it and says, this is something I need here. And once it takes it inside, that allows the virus to replicate. That's what's going on with this COVID right now, because it has like the spike protein, and the spike protein tricks the cells in your respiratory tract to accepting it. But I'm loving your show. Like, I can listen to like a couple more hours easily. You got a smile on my face right now.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed by you too. But go ahead, please. Oh, you could do that, huh? Look, I'm going to tell you something. At times I attend the VA hospital, which is a few blocks away from your college. I just want to ask you, did you complete the program over at the pharmacy school?
No, I didn't complete it. I left my second year. I had all A's and B's. I actually got an A in microbiology. I was, like, really good at it.
Oh, please go back.
It's been some time since I've been in college. It's been a while. Like,
right.
Over a decade.
That's okay.
I'd love to go back. I believe that the price of tuition and all is going up a whole lot, so I don't know if I'm in that range. The pay for it is probably a lot of money now.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. I believe that St. Joseph's College had merged with them, but don't let that discourage you. I know somebody, she works there, not in a capacity of helping you with financial aid. I think they're trying to create, I don't know if this is a federal level program, an opportunity where they have been to have people to have the ability to go to school maybe within a certain range of finances that can subsidize you to be able to pick up where you left off, because it is so nice to know that there are some people who are inspired to want to go to study medicine. And you don't have to be a doctor. You could be just a medical researcher or a lab technician or whatever. And I love seeing people inspired to tell their children to do things that are constructive besides just look glamorous, and they don't have the inkling of how to even treat a common cold if something happened in their family or to themselves. And, you know, it's just so wonderful, Matthew, just to know that you're around. I wish I could turn around and take my hat off to you and maybe at the VA meet you there in the lobby just to shake your hand and maybe introduce you if I get the opportunity to introduce you to the director of the VA named Karen, who has served, I believe, 40 years in the medical field. When she retired, they didn't let her stay retired. They snatched her back then to be the director, because I guarantee you, she doesn't have the absolute answer. She may be able to direct you to somebody who can assist you to really venture into going into the field of medicine, even as a lab technician to start out. You may be able to climb ladders and fulfill your aspirations. Don't let your age, fool you. So what? It may have been 10, 20 years or so. Let it be understood that you want to help society because you believe in human life, and I really admire. And you keep up the good work. Now, I'm going to tell you before we go on real fast, I'm experiencing something with my let's just say my vocal whatever situation at this point. I don't know if this will be my last show for a while. I'm hoping not, but I may have to receive a particular type treatment. I don't want to go into depth about it, if you don't mind. Just to be able to hear this, just to know that there's somebody willing to carry the torch and out there that I've been able to encourage and influence. You could tell that I had a dream at one time of going into the medical field years ago. I try to fulfill other things, but sometimes when it's a younger person does not have the money to fulfill things that really count out here, because people don't lead them in that direction when it's something worthwhile. It makes me wonder, what is this world coming to? Is it just so money-driven that nobody wants to reach out and they say, well, we're only going to give it to the people who are recent high school grads? Some of them may not go into the field for the right reasons. Some of them may change their mind and go a different direction. I say give a person a shot that really sincerely want to do it by presenting incentives for them to follow it up. So it was wonderful talking to you, Matthew. I hope you didn't mind me stressing myself through a voice, stretching it a little longer to get that through to you. That's the reason why I haven't been calling into the shows, but I do listen 99% of the time, and I thank you again, Matthew. It was wonderful talking to you.
It was wonderful talking to you as well. Thank you very much for your broadcast. It's like super.
Oh, thank you. Great. Well, we have a wonderful person who just called in, and God bless his heart. I wish him the best, whatever he decides, or at least use it to his advantage and at least get out there and impress those people who didn't even give it a shot to see what this is all about. Okay, thank you. Caller number two, if you don't mind, could you please jump in there and give us your name and where you're from? Oh, by the way, Matthew, hey. I'm from Philadelphia. But go ahead, please.
Hey, Anthony, it's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetie?
And how are you? I'm Jerry. Good to talk to you.
I'm good, darling.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that young man, he sounded amazing. I hope he's still there. Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, he has a love for your just being from Jersey to start with, so that's a start.
So I just heard you say something briefly about you and your health. I'm not going into detail to ask. I'm just going to let you know I will be praying for you.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate it. If I ever have to jump off, don't think that I won't be listening to you all in the future.
No worries, sweetheart.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to save my voice a little bit, you know. So when I finish here, that don't mean I won't be getting on the phone, but I won't be getting on it as much as I used to for a while, just trying to rest it until the doctor gives me the verdict about what she would like to do for me. All right.
Okay.
And thank you so much, Jerry.
You're welcome.
God bless
you. I love you. God bless you, too.
Love you. Thank you. Wonderful. Well, with that being said, everyone, as always, know that you have your callers, whether if they're co-hosts or if they're people out there who have such a wonderful personality. I would love to be able to sit in on a forum with them at the VA hospital if it were possible. I'm not going to say it'll be easy to catch me in particular because I'm actually a patient versus a staff or residential person on staff or however they phrase it. But because they've had speakers in the past in their conference room on the seventh floor, I think it is, it would be nice if he could get to meet the director named Karen or one of her staff members who can make that arrangement. It would be nice if they could post when they have these things so I can actually find out when that person will be there. But if it were possible, if they could even find a way to research me through my name, Antonia Batts, and they can call me through their system and their directory, I would love to be able to, let's say, host a forum, depending on what my doctor would say once I talk to her about my situation, and see if people like himself would introduce himself and what he have as a thing that had inspired him to drive him to show an interest in medicine and or medical things. So thanks again, both of you. Okay. Well, with that being said, Matthew and Jerry, I would like to proceed as a conclusion for the medical section of regarding that. I said after COVID-19, as I mentioned, related to SARS, S-A-R-S, and MERS, it has been said that they were the most deadliest diseases that have actually been resolved but have occurred over the past actually full century, about 100 years. So if you ever feel as though that you would like to research the COVID of the year 1999, I believe it was also related to the Spanish flu, by all means, research it. Teach your children about it. Maybe they'll spark an interest in seeing how to look into taking on a scientific study or job that can inspire them to let everyone see how interested they are in helping the human race and doing their fair share. But as I mentioned, if you treat it like a severe cold, it may not be just a severe cold. Take it seriously. If it seems to not subside after, I would assume, about a week or less, maybe, and do seek professional help by just getting testing to see if this is something that you may be familiar with when it comes to looking further into this whole matter, because you don't want to play with it. You know, we don't want to see any more deaths. We've been through enough of that. But there are people still dying from COVID more routinely than you think, but it's not severe as it has been. And because if you don't pay attention to the symptoms, you may find yourself checking out also of this world. We don't want that. Okay, thank you. Call number three. Please introduce your name and where you're from.
Hello, Antonia. This is Tiana Speaks. I'm calling from Jersey. How are you tonight?
Oh, how are you, Kiana? Are you a co-host?
I am an intern host on this network. And my next show is on the 29th of December.
Oh, the 29th of December. Oh, yes. That's when you'll be coming on.
Yeah, that'll be my second show.
Okay, December 29th.
Yeah.
That is on what day?
Thursday.
Thursday coming up? Gotcha.
Yes.
Not that I won't lose everybody else, but I'll do my best to not fall asleep because of this medication I'm dealing with because of my circumstance. And it'll be nice to hear. I don't think I'll make an effort, most of you. You know, I'll find you boring. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Kiana, how are you and where are you from?
I'm from Jersey, and I'm doing fine. I'm just a little concerned for you. I don't really like to hear any bad news when it comes to any of, you know, the hosts because, you know, we're a family. So I'll definitely be trying to make sure you're okay. Like, you know, I don't know your circumstances, but I'll definitely be, you know, making sure you're okay, you know, and trying to give you some type of support, you know, because that's more important to me than, you know, to tell you that first.
Well, Kiana, you are too kind. And since you're thinking of me so well, you know, just to even ask, I'll definitely hope that you succeed in doing what you're doing. And I trust that you are going to have a confidence builder. Each show you gain, you know, the ability to learn how to put yourself out there regardless of anybody's criticisms, and do it as best as you can. And make sure you write certain things down. If you don't want to write it out in full letter form, write down the outline form. So when you go down a page, at least you can just pick up the subject and run with it, okay?
Oh, yeah. So, that's kind of what I did with my first show, you know. And
okay.
I kind of sometimes, you know, like, I have all the different questions in my head that just automatically come to me, like, naturally. But I want to say to you that I hope that whatever's going on gets better because at the end of the day, you are a person that paves the way for, you know, people who came after you on this network. So you are a significant part. So I hope that, you know, that God blesses you with the strength to, you know, continue on. And, you know, be great like you are on this network.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And, look, I look forward to hearing you also. And I tell you, we have some fabulous orators. And, you know, if you really pay close attention, some of them may have something worthwhile. You're picking apart from pieces of whatever they have to share to maybe incorporate with your life. So, I thank you so much.
I listen
I'll talk
every night.
To you
I listen.
29th. And if I do get on October 29th, I'm, you know, where I need to be on being able to talk, I'll just make it brief for once. Okay.
No problem.
Thank you
it's
very
like
much.
It was nice. Too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's something I wanted to share. A lot of people don't know. It's crazy because, like, when you're talking about COVID and all of these things. So last year, it wasn't COVID, but I suffered from, you know, aspiration pneumonia due to an event that happened, and it was absolutely terrible. You know, I went through just the worst thing ever, you know, and after that, I actually ended up losing my smell, and I still have not fully gained it back from last year. It's been like a year. So here's the thing: the other day, I had a nose like a bloodhound. You know, like I smelled everything, and here it is. You know, right before this, I remember coming home one day, and I smelled gas. It's like, I mean, I kid you not, the place would have blew up if a match was lit or anything. It was really bad. And I smelled that. And, you know, now I have to rely on different things to make sure, you know, I'm safe. But the other day, I was in a particular building and the fire alarm went off. And I'm like, you know, sometimes it goes off, you know, and you don't have to worry, and sometimes you do. But I couldn't rely on my sense of smell. Like, normally I smell everything, and it was like, wow. Like, you know, it's a blessing in a way where you don't have to smell any stinky smells or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But on another, people forget how much, you know, your sense of smell is so important to keep you away from danger, you know. And I ended up researching a lot, and there's actually people who were born with no sense of smell who've never been able to smell anything. And I didn't discover that until I looked into different, you know, things that, you know, people deal with when it comes to either people who maybe lost their sense of smell due to COVID or something else, or people who were, you know, I think it's called anosmia, so, which is like the absence of smell. But see, I think mine is like paranosmia, where I will get a whiff of something once in a while, like maybe a food smell, but it only literally lasts maybe, I'd say a matter of 5 seconds, and then it's gone, and then I don't smell it anymore. So, you know, that is something, I don't know if there's something, I'm hoping you're here, but maybe something you want to talk about as well. One day, you know.
Well, how did you know I picked up on that? And I would love to if I ever get scared for another show or maybe at a later time, I would love to talk about the. You remember in school they used to teach you that there were five senses, mm-hmm. The olfactory mm-hmm. sense, which is sense of smell,
right.
Auditory, your hearing. And I forgot the other three, but I do know it has to do with sight, the sense of touch, and there may be another.
Mm.
Well, yeah, people, you know, throughout life, they took it for granted or underestimated the need for the
mm-hmm.
sense of smell. And I agree with you. Like, for example, I'm not going to tell you the full capacity, but there was an animal technician position that I was interested in. And one thing they had done once they, I guess, did whatever they did with the mice or something, they anesthetized them with something called ether. Who would ever think a clear, totally clear substance would affect and knock the mice out, like as if they were like flat on their back and never to move again. Imagine walking into a room and that happening. So somehow through chemistry, they've created this particular bottled product for that served the purpose. Another one, real fast. There is a situation where, in the service, when I had to go down under a damage control petty officer situation and assess there was sort of like a reenactment we had to do, and go down there with a particular contraption that had a wick, like a lamp that you had to ignite in a lantern. And if you walk into that space and you would not know if there was any poison gases leaking from maybe there was a hole in the side of the hull of a ship, for example, or anything else from a leaking pipe, and that stuff could kill people who enter that space or either knock them out. So, you know, teaching your children and yourself, really, about the olfactory sense probably gave you a whole new respect on those things, as well as other things I could talk about at another time. But I really, really thank you for sharing it. So hopefully, and hopefully you can wake some people up and let them see that, you know, in this world, there are more things to learn about if you want to just pay attention. Well, I'll be there on the 29th listening to you. I want to see what this doctor has to say and, you know, just take it from there. And it was wonderful talking to you. And you stay.
I just want to tell you one little instance that happened just recently. I just thought about it. I was at a private it was a private restaurant, and you know, a lot of the people that come in there, you know, they become like family. And there's one guy in particular, which is a shame. Like, you know, he's 80 years old. I don't want to mention his name because he's actually someone who used to be really big, you know, and like in the world. Mm-hmm. But I always check on him. I always tell him to come over, you know, sit with us or so when I see him, you know. And I had a conversation with him for about maybe 10 minutes one day. And my friend looks at me and she goes, oh, my God, I almost threw up. And I'm like, why? She's like, because he smelled like strong smell of urine. I did not smell that at all. Now, before last year, I would have smelled it. Well. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe, like, I didn't smell that. You know what I mean? Where she could, but I couldn't, you know, being as though what happened to me last year. So it's like, you know, as far as danger and things like that, you don't know, you know. So it's very important, you know, the olfactory system. I think people take definitely certain things for granted, even sight, because I have a friend who's legally blind, you know. And, you know, she just started texting me recently just through using Siri. And I just think that's so amazing. She can't see at all, you know, like very, like barely, you know. And I think that's amazing, you know. So people don't take your senses for granted, you know what I mean? I hope you get better.
I'm glad you shared it. Maybe you'd like to do a show on something similar to that one day. I'll be willing to listen and gladly. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. It's wonderful talking to you because I'm glad that people can understand in time you can always pick up something from a little bit of anybody that people really underestimate, and hopefully be able to use it out there where in places where it really counts. I'll talk to you on the 29th. I'll try my best to, you know, get through to you, okay? All right. Take care. Now, sorry I had to intervene, but, you know, Brother O has a track he wants to put down. And I tell you, if you have any more of that Michael from Wham, I'm just going to just, like, you know, call it the night. But we have a few other little pieces hopefully we could throw in there before I actually end the show. So, Brother O, where's that track you promised us? Now, that was the song right there. That is one of my signature songs that I really like by that fella. So I tell you what, with that being said, I understand we have a fourth caller in queue. Thank you very much, Brother O. You finally played the song that I was really looking for. Next caller in, please, could you please give me your name and where you're from? And I think I'm going to let you take the floor more so than myself this time.
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all the hood red aunts and the smart moms wear Eagles jerseys to the bar to spin up all they scratch-off money. Hold up, 50 Cent chicken wing night. at Barber's Hall. What's going on? How you doing tonight?
I had to laugh, everybody, because he is familiar with the atmosphere of Barber's Hall. Safe, sound, and definitely sick chicken wings are their signature. So please explain to me, Clever One, how did you get to be named Clever One? It sort of is self-explanatory.
Well, first of all, I'm going to let the people know that, yes, Clever One is not just a name. You know what I'm saying? It's a description of a lifestyle in which I live out here. You see what I'm saying? You got Batman. You know what I mean? You got Superman, Iron Man, and all them cats, and you got Clever One. You hear me? So I'm out here checking satellites here. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people kick nachos out of people's hand at the Sixers game. I check satellites. You hear me? So check this out. And verily, for people who don't know what the word clever means, you know what I'm saying, you look it up. We got dictionaries, thesauruses, and all kinds of stuff to help you out with that one. You know what I'm saying? And then the source word for clever is smart. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. Smart. Yes, smart. Not sarcastic smart, but all of them at the same time. Because I will get sarcastic with you if you don't know how to check your own damn satellite out here. But I was just listening in. And, you know, we got a bunch of different things going on here as far as all this hoodwinking. You know what I'm saying? You know, people spending thousands of dollars on insurances for these medications out here. You know what I'm saying? When they don't tell you that what cures your ailment costs $5 at the herb store. You see what I'm saying? They ain't going to tell you that. You know, your doctor ain't going to tell you that because his job is to sell you medication that your insurance got to pay for. You know what I'm saying? You know, these thousands of dollars. People ain't paying attention. You know what I'm saying? This is a million-dollar game here economically. You know what I'm saying? Where people's healths are on the line. You know what I mean? They use people as guinea pigs, stuff like that. And furthermore, people fell victim to all the propagandas and all the different tabloids in which are misguiding people. You know what I mean? People don't rely on their own source of information and intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Verily, that's why I think is a lot of times, you know, people get sick and all that kind of stuff where they know that, you know, you still want to get cute when it's 2 degrees outside. Put a hat on, put some earmuffs on, put a scarf on, put some gloves on, put some thermals on. Stop trying to be cute out here. You feel what I'm saying? It's 2 degrees. Then secondly, there ain't nobody washing their hands. You see what I'm saying? Especially when they had chicken wing night. How you had chicken wing night, you know what I'm saying? And old head got Stacey Adams on. He ain't brush his teeth. You know what I mean? He might got to take them out of his mouth when he get home, but you let them in your face. You know what I'm saying? And then you get home, and next thing you know, all of a sudden your nose stopped up, and you gotta massage your whole neck with Vicks. I said that Vicks. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I want to know. I just want to let people know that if you watch your health, you know what I'm saying? Your health is more important than your wealth, people. We know you're trying to get them doubles at work, but guess what? If you nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, and rest medicine ain't work, goddamn it, stay your ass home. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all the stars is lit up on GTA because your nephew don't know how to keep his hands to himself. When you got out your car to go to the ATM, he jumped in it. Check your satellite.
Okay, thank you very much, Clever One. And your satellite tells me that you'll be coming up this coming Wednesday. Would you please tell me when and what time, and just to confirm?
So, yes, Clever One will be on the sticks Wednesday, the 28th, building bricks up. You know what I'm saying? If you miss it, you missed it. You see what I'm saying? Don't do 80 miles per hour in a 25 miles per hour zone. You know what I'm saying? You might run over some bastard kids.
But we can't have that. Well, with that being said, I will say I will, at the end of my conclusion following Ngozi Tom, wrap up everything about human sex trafficking, because I've been avoiding that for several shows because I want to make sure that I had the right material. It's very brief but solid. Global climate change, global warming is understood, and I had something good to say about that if I could survive another show. But I will tell you this much. The issue on sex trafficking really touched me. So with that being said, instead of me doing that, I'd like to thank Brother O for his wonderful repertoire of music that he shared. And then, of course, following that even, I will definitely come to the conclusion of something that I found very touching and near and dear to my heart. And I wish you all have the most blessed New Year's, because we are going to need it out here with, you know, the things that are going on. Okay, well, Brother O, in gozy time, and by all means, present yourself, please.
Well, first of all, before I do that, I have a whole cheap second that I'd like to say something to you. Our fifth reigning commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J, and
okay.
Then in gozy time.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother O. Wow, thank you so much, Antonia. Wonderful show tonight. And, you know, these issues are what we really need to hear. And, you know, just surprisingly, I was watching, I think it was a Law and Order show today with my mom this evening, and that was on human trafficking, sex trafficking with them, you know, getting these little young girls, 15 years old, 14 years old, and then they had her bring her sister, who was 12, into this sex trafficking ring, and it was just so sad and pitiful. And so I'm waiting for part two now because it went off. But, you know, those issues are horrible. And to think that these men, these old, perverted, decrepit men, they want these little girls, is sick, and it's just disgusting. And they had a lady that is the one that goes out and recruits these girls, and she needs to be just thrown under the jail, because she's horrible to do that to little girls. And it's just sickening, Antonia, absolutely horrendous, and it's really getting on my nerves. Everybody, we only have 5 more days left in this year, and it will be the new year. And happy Kwanzaa, everybody. I know Brother O probably already said it, but happy Kwanzaa. And it's the first day of Kwanzaa Umoja, which is unity. And Antonia, listen to this. Now, in January, right? In January, you broke a record. An all-time correction record with your 32nd WBN all-time connection record. That was in January, the beginning of the year. And now it's December, Antonia, the last month of the year, the end of the year. And I want to congratulate you, our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Antonia Bass, on your all-time WBN connection record with your 34th all-time connection record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, the wonderful Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations, Antonia.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Commissioner. Well, that's our wonderful Commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J. I tell you, I thank you for the 100th time within my heart. Well, with that being said, I appreciate all that. Well, I have to be courteous and make sure it gozy time gets sounded off.
I'm
so here.
Here
we go.
I'm here. First of all, it's your 33rd all-time connection record. But like I said, you know, Antonia Batts, what does she mean to this network? Are you kidding me? She's the longest tenured host. We want a Godspeed recovery for her. And my prayer is for her to do her anniversary show in February. February 27, 2013, this young lady started something with me. And it will be her 10th year on the air as a wonderful, outstanding broadcaster in that radio, alternative radio. It will be my 10th year with Beverly Nation. Sorry, my 10th year in broadcasting, starting October 4th, 2000. and 12, Ricky Jones and I. And, of course, Antonia knows both I and Ricky Jones and how we started with Halcyon Days Productions. And that wonderful, wonderful fall, winter time of 2012, our perfect imperfection or what have you. Antonia Batts is very important to me. And I didn't know that, you know, tonight when I brought off this outstanding soundtrack with George Michael, that she would be touched, you know, in a way. And that's the gift and beauty of music, to be touched and aware. That's why I give my life to this network in that art form. Antonia Batts, she will be here with us. Whatever's going on, she will conquer and be greater than what she was before. Getting her body right and her mind right to do this awesome work, it is a testament to all the people that are on this network. This is an outstanding opportunity. Don't let anything get in your way, no matter what it is, who it is. Because no matter what the pitfalls are, greatness is in our longevity. The greatness is in our legacy. The greatness is in our performance. Time and time again, rebuilding affords no such luxury. Time and time again, we will retool for a commitment to excellence that will stand around the world. And that epitome is Antonia Batts. She needs your prayers, not your pity, because she's a strong woman, and she shall be back. And I believe she'll be back right here for her anniversary in February. She'll take a rest in January. We'll play one of her outstanding classics, and we'll continue to be great here at this outstanding network, The Dynasty, which is WBNN. Tomorrow night, we have Mr. Boston Sanders, Jeffrey, right? And the Boston Chronicles, 9:30 Eastern, standard time right here at WBNN. We have advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, and Twitter, and Instagram at Ngozi_time. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? olaydele.ngoziwithmine@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2022 National Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, and the art and sounds of music, as well as producing. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And we celebrate the outstanding achievement tonight of one Antonia Batts with her 33rd WBNN All-Time Connection record, and honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence, another trailblazer in that 13-year. The charter members of 13. I got to mention them because for all you know, Johnny and Janetta come lately, these names are the epitome of what you do. No matter if you're Huni Bakasun, 17, no matter if you're Sister Bessie and Jerry and Christine Powell in 2018, and our great ones that come after that, the names of King Lazada, the names of Simeon Myers, Audrey Dennis, Lovely Ellis, Darlene Lawrence, Louis Devon Jr., the Pattersons. That's how we started this thing, man. Brigine Turner helped me with News Form back in the day with Antonia, okay, with Lovely Ellis. You know, this is a wonderful feeling, you know, to see the people that came. You know, the Tanisha Ingrams, you know, it's amazing the people that came in 13 that made a difference. The 13ers, the charter members, I thank you so, so much. Because in 2022, going into 23, with greatness, with now Shamgar Powerhill, who's going to be a part of Merc City with Dr. Chinchilla J, changing the parameters and the basis of what hip-hop is, we will move on and be great on purpose. And now, back to the 2020 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. Miss Antonia Bass, you have 15 minutes left to go in this wonderful programming tonight. Now, we hope that she didn't fall out of the spirit. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot to say. Tony, you there? Because I don't want to end the show. But, you know, I know she's touched tonight. I'll give her 10 more seconds. But I want to thank all the folks at Counting That Robbery to be here with us and to be a part of what we do. And like I said, Antonia is that genius and part of what we do on a constant basis. Tony might not be there. It's a shame. But we're in the programming tonight. And look forward to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, tomorrow night. You know what time it is.
She's here.
Okay, there we go. My girl, I'm on the show. Okay, back, you know, like I said, back to the 2020 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee. And wonderful person.
The mute button.
And it's all right. And a merriter of the International Radio Hall of Fame, Miss Antonia Bass, you have now 12 minutes left to go on the program.
Oh, that's fine, thank you. And I'll tell you, that was hilarious. But I thank you so much for the soliloquy that you had just graced me with, because it's nice to know people giving you roses while you're living it. Because I think I'll be around for about a little... almost half a century left, depending on how I play my hands. I may wind up being a Miss Jane Pittman, you know, Cicely Tyson, who played the role of a woman who sat on a rocking chair and got to tell a story. But anyway, I just wanted to say, regarding human sex trafficking, we know that it is a constant and consistent problem all over the world. But listening to the testimonial of a 23-year-old mother who was abducted at the age of about 15 and had two children who were the result of that abduction and long-term kidnapping and had yet to see her children except for one time while she was actually believed to have also hear that they were abused. She said that she had lived in a very rural town and fell into the hands of a man who had taken her against her will, and she pleaded for the assistance of the people who were not like her, who were outside of and she herself, she managed to run to a location outside of the community to at least secure her situation while she tried to plead for the help for her children to be returned to her. And what it is, the community, they knew him, and they knew him very well and covered up for his crimes. She herself, unlike the majority of the community, is of African-American descent, and it appears that she received less attention to her abduction and constant molestation because of a lack of concern by the people that were unlike her in that community because of her ethnicity. So just to say, for all of you, really, TikTok users, take time out to watch this trial video. It's very brief. That's one thing I like about TikTok. It'll give you an opportunity to hopefully see the fun side of life and the pleas that you never know that are out there. Well, anyway, they want you to see this brief video of this pitiful talk about this young lady and her sincere attempts for her to get her children back and hopefully live in a safer and kinder environment. Some people criticize TikTokers, but if it weren't for that short video, many of us will not know about people out there whose children and other loved ones who are victims to extreme torture in so many ways. I may not know how accurate some of the accounts that people talk about of the homelessness that has contributed to the situation as they became nomads or wanderers. But because of the type of people that they fell into the arms of, unfortunately, we get to talk about those people on these short videos who may have, unfortunately, some are very dysfunctional intentions towards people, but there are those who are just straight victims and some who just like to celebrate life as a result of watching some of those things. But they do, according to some people, screen some of the videos to keep everybody as honest as they can these days about what they put on these videos, because most of us are not aware of a lot of these things that occur in society, but they come by such large numbers. We have to be in connection with watching things or understanding things that are not corrupt, but hopefully we can actually participate in making this world a better world. Homelessness is a very ugly situation. There have been people who know that, especially kids. I've seen a situation going to a bus stop from a meeting through the subway coming up to catch the elevator in the next level up to catch the bus. A kid who just came out of nowhere, and you could tell based on the dress wear the kid had that this kid just wanted to defy their parent and actually disregard any real respect for whoever was over them in their home, in his home. And it's plenty of them out there, and it's not the first time it's been done. It's been done before you and I were born. And as a result, you know, if they really want to go and mingle amongst the homeless, they may not be able to recover and come back. This young lady is very hopeful. If you know of this young lady, her two children and their whereabouts, you know, why don't you just make her year for the year 2023 and just say that if, you know, you see her, you know, let her know that you're going to tell somebody, authorities or whatever, FBI, whoever, about getting their children back. And as for this guy, you know, look, we have all kinds of weirdos out on the street. Jeffrey Dahmer, who's just had a movie, you know, take made, and all types of derelicts. You know, let that be your intended goal for the year coming up, to do a good deed, to know that you are better than the next person no matter what they have in their pockets, and let them see that you contribute to society. Speaking about contributing to society, since I do have a few more minutes, it seems, I just wanted to mention about the issue regarding global warming and climate change. No, during the presidential election that they were having back when our present president is in, no concern about me disrespecting the office of the president, but we were promised that there will be an interest in resolving global warming. I'm going to give you an example. Here's one that I heard in the media. CO2, it's a carbon dioxide product, if I'm not mistaken. I've learned about in chemistry in high school. The levels in the atmosphere reach about a 3-million-year high, putting the world way off track on climate goals. And this was said by Rob Pichetta in CNN back in October 25th, 2021. And, well, to continue, it says that, according to CNN in London, England, of course, the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere has once again reached record highs, according to the United Nations report published, you know, recently back then, putting the planet on course for warming that far exceeds critical limits to stave off the catastrophic climate change. So, to continue, The concentration of carbon dioxide in 2020 was 149% higher than the levels before industrial hitting another annual record, according to the World Meteorological Organizations, the WMO. Of course, we've heard about the W in the world, you know, medical organizations greenhouse gas bulletin. And as a result, the there's a program which is, I'm proud to know that they finally give proper rewards to people who also count. But it says, as a result, which is what I said, but they said the Earthshot Prize is awarded to the winners each year for their contributions to environmentalism. It was first awarded in 2021 and is planned to run another annually Earthshot Award all the way up to the year 2030. Each winner receives a grant of, I guess it's like 1 million liras, whatever the conversion is, to continue their environmental work, stated in Wikipedia. What's important about the Earthshot Prize, you wonder, what am I going to teach my child to do, especially if they aspire to do something in science? There are all types of sciences and research. An Earthshot Award can be the next step up to wanting them to be inspired to be the next creator of a cure for cancer, by the way, which have been two I came across. One was for breast cancer, and another is for the cancer that helped somebody live for 10 years, invented like not a whole bunch of years ago, really. This is an environmental issue. It's nice to know that they do finally create an award for people who seriously want to invest in this earth, because we don't have money to go to Mars. We don't have money to go to the moon. And it has been a whole bunch of money put into both efforts, which is a good thing in a sense. But what do you think the likelihood of you and I and anybody else going, if anything happens to our work, our green earth, you know, while they frack, you know, precious minerals and drain it and wind up with maybe just a dead core for all, you know, prematurely, for example, or spew the methane gas into the atmosphere. Now, I have, you know, fall short of being able to live by luxurious ways, but my biggest concern would be, first and foremost, the concern for the earth itself as well, and then we can hopefully talk about trying to talk about ways to earn your way to a better life or however, because if no weren't for the earth, none of this can come to fruition, whatever you or I aspire to think about doing, if that was one of our inspirations. For that reason, I hope that you all know I do have a humorous side to me, but when it comes to getting down to business, I put away all childish things aside. I don't care how humorous I'm finding someone's jokes to be, but if someone told me to drop everything and go out there and do something to inspire methane gases to not affect an area that would maybe have people to suffer, die, or the earth to go away, well, I like to be on board. What's getting down to business first is my priority. Thank you very much, and you all have a blessed night. And sorry if I sound a little too sentimental, but it's going into a new year. Go into the new year, please, with some conscientiousness, not with the intention of exploiting other people only for self-usage, because nothing is guaranteed you, and you never know when you need another person. Now, with that being said, it's about time I think I relax my voice. I hope you don't mind. God bless you. Have a wonderful year.